I would like to welcome everyone here to this place where we celebrate God's presence. If you're worshiping with us for the first time, please write your name on a guest card found in the pew and or the hymnal space and place it in the offering plate later. We want to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. We want to invite everyone to our Harvest Festival, which is on September the 16th from 3 to 6 p.m. We'll be cooking hot dogs and hamburgers, and we'll have chips and water to drink. Bring your kids to play in the bouncy house, paint pumpkins, play a duck game, visit our Touch a Truck. We're located again at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, and we hope to see everybody here. And it won't be as hot as it is today, I hope. Then we also have a Crothersville Mission Project coming up September 23rd that starts at noon. I don't know any details on that, so I'm not sure what that is. Do you know any details? Cleaning out some stuff at the Crothersville Church where Pastor Angel preaches before she comes here. Our birthdays and anniversaries, September 3rd, Keith and Edna Penner's anniversary. September 4th, Nick and Carolyn Krieger's anniversary. September 6th, Joyce Fouts's birthday, Mitch Spicer's birthday, and Taylor Barkus's birthday. September 7th, Dustin and Kylene Stewart's anniversary, and September 10th, Julie Freeze's birthday. Our radio ministry today is sponsored by Bob and Jennifer Dorio in honor of Jack's 7th and Cooper's 11th birthdays. And now we will have scripture reading from Ephesians 6, 12. It's found on page 1160 in your pew Bibles if you want to follow along, and then we will have our sermon, Fight the Right Fight, by Pastor Gary Dyer, and then we'll have a response. But Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The word of God for the people of God. And now our sermon.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me offering in first. Hi, I'm Marilyn's brother. Everybody knows me by that. It's good to see faces this morning. I haven't seen for a long time. I received a call the other day to do one of the classmates' funeral. It shocked me. I thought, oh my goodness. Never thought I'd be doing funerals of that magnitude. Is that loud? It sounds like it's going boom. It's like the Lord's looking at me. See, I look up there and they're going. Yea, though I walk through the valley of Seymour, Indiana, I will fear no evil. Amen. It's good. Well, if you heard the verse that she read, let me get ready real quick here. I have notes. I'm not big on titles. But if they ask for one, I give them one. Does that make sense? Can you give me just a minute? Rolling through. I started writing my sermons down, keeping notes. Anybody ever get woke up in the middle of the night and you get something? Today, I'll tell you what came to me real quick. Did you ever read something and instantly it touched your heart and almost brought you to tears? Have you ever had that feeling? Well, I did this morning. I went to the bathroom and, you know, we brush our teeth and all that stuff. But here's what I heard. If you eat today, thank a farmer. If it's on your table, thank a trucker. And if you're eating in peace, thank a veteran. Now, I'm passionate about Jesus and veterans because I are one. Maybe some of you are here. We got truck drivers, veterans here. But as you can tell, I was sitting there thinking as she was singing. When I left Vietnam in 68, I was about 127 pounds. And I said to myself, I'll never miss another meal. And as you can tell, I haven't. Sounds strange, doesn't it? But fight the right fight. She read those verses, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Can you really understand the word? Flesh and blood. Now, I used to settle a lot of things like that. That's why I got a broken hand and never quite got right. That doesn't settle anything, does it? Amen. I find churches today fighting each other. I preach at Crothersville, the Baptist Church, First Baptist. Lovely folks there. I like doing evangelism because I get to meet a lot of new people. And you know what I tell them this? We're family. Is this on? We're family. Everybody grab the word today. We may be a few here. There's a few over there. There's people crying out to God all over the place. The Bible said, as I was sitting there, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. What for? That all men might be saved. Think of that. Not just America. The whole world. Did it say that? Those of you who read your Bible, the whole world. When God asked me to go back to Vietnam, I thought, man, I can't go back there. They'll kill me for sure. And I said I'd never go back. And I used the word H-E-L-L. I'll never go back to that hole. And after I got filled with the Spirit in 78, God began to change my heart. Begin to work on me, change the inside, the outside, change the way I talk, the way I act. You got to get the Spirit in you. For we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities. A principality is a state ruled by a prince. Against powers, beings that wield powers in unseen realms to oppose everything that's good. Do you see that going on in the world today? Amen. If somebody starts doing something good, somebody's going to say something. Like that sign down there. When God told me to make that sign and go stand on the bridge, I said, I can't do that. I can't do that. He said, yes, you can. Somebody said, God don't speak to you. Well, you better come and hang with me for a while. Because I'm telling you, in 1968, I was in a foxhole and God began to speak to me. Is anybody with me? We need to get excited about God. I mean, I go to church when they come in the door, they get excited. They said, we're coming in with thanksgiving and we're coming in with praise. Why do you do that? Well, people paint their bodies and go to ball games and scream and holler till they can't talk anymore. But you go to church and don't say nothing. And God's saying, what? Maybe I'm a little too forceful for you, huh? But I used to fight these things, and sometimes I've got to watch what I'm doing. Because I'll say things against the government. I'm not happy with America. But it's the leaders that work their way into the church, into the government. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the devil don't mind you coming to church, long as you just don't praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll get to that in a minute. Hallelujah. And rulers of darkness in this world, all that separates us from God is darkness. So today we're not fighting each other. I'm not fighting the leaders of this country. I get down on my knees, and my wife heard me in the bedroom the other day. I said, God, I'm angry. I'm angry. And the Bible said, be angry and sin not. And he didn't say anything, but I kept on. I said, God, I'm angry because of what they're doing in this country. 405,000 plus men died in World War II. Died. Not counting the wounded. 58,218 died in Vietnam. Not counting the wounded. Not counting all those that are committing suicide. 30-some thousand in Korea. Do you understand where I'm going? So I can't fight it like this. He drives me to my knees. and says, okay, Gary, this is how you fight the fight. You get on your knees and you begin to cry out, oh God. When King David sinned, if you read about it, he sinned with Bathsheba. And finally, when the prophet came and said, you're the sinner. Ooh, that's kind of what God did to me. What? Amen. David dropped to his knees and he said in Psalms 51 and 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me the right spirit. Take not thy salvation from me and take not your Holy Ghost from me. Oh, what made the difference in Gary is being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit. You say, what does the Holy Ghost do? Well, I can tell you, when I walked into church back in 1978 at about the end of September, I brought my three best friends with me that I thought, Jack Daniels, Diet Pills, and Mr. Marlboro. I thought those were my best friends. But something grabbed me. Am I going anywhere with this? Something grabbed me in the beer joint and got a hold of me like this. And I thought, God, I'm really going to die. And I'm going to die lost. And what do I do? And I was crying. And the people said, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. And I left the beer joint and went to church. I didn't care what it said on the front door. I didn't care what it said. I didn't care what denomination. I didn't care who was singing. It didn't matter to me. I had to get inside where God was moving mightily. And I got in there and I sat in the back. And then people looked at me and they thought, oh God. There's a long-haired, bearded-looking freak in the back row come in on a motorcycle, stinking like Jack Daniels. He's in the back of, oh, God. That's what they thought. How could he be here? So I tell people, even where I preach at times, I said, if you see a long-haired, bearded-looking guy come in the back door, instead of saying, oh, my goodness, he might be your next pastor. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. God ain't going to welcome me into heaven unless I'm bringing somebody with me. I feel that today. Amen. When I was in the service 10 months into combat, we got in the biggest fight we was ever in. And I thought, boy, this is the day that Gary Dyer is going to die. And I fell to my knees on a bank and I said, God, I don't want to die in this hellhole. And I thought, God ain't in Vietnam, he's in America. Does anybody think that? He's not here today. Yes, he is. He's watching and listening. If God would open up the veil, he'd probably say, man, there's some angels sitting over there. Saying, all right, Gary, go ahead. Hallelujah. I get vocal about God. That's why I got that sign. He said, make the sign. I said, if I do what you're telling me, God, the police are going to come. And they did. People are going to think I'm crazy. And they do. Preachers normally, you know, they're supposed to be, well, I'm refined. I've got a degree in theology, but I don't make a hill of beans on that bridge. When the police came, they said, what are you doing here? I said, God told me to be here. You're unsafe. I said, no, I got handles on it. God told me where to stand and be quiet. They didn't make me get off the bridge. They just thought, that dude's crazy. But you know, somebody got saved. Somebody get with me. Amen. The first day I was there, somebody got saved. The lady was ready to give up on God, ready to give up on life, and she was going down the road, and she told Karen Owens at Crothersville Church, she said, I'll go one more time and quit. But she got there and was excited, and Karen said, what's up? She said, I saw a crazy man on the bridge with a sign that said, Jesus loves you. She said, that made the difference. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about God. Woo! I try to be quiet. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 and 12 said, the fight is not against governments or people or circumstances. The real battle, the unseen battle, is our struggle in prayer for those that are lost. Let me finish the story. Amen. I thought we were going to be overrun. They was overrunning us there. And I had about a month and a half left to come home. And I said, I'm going to die in this place. And here they come. And I cried out, oh God. And as soon as I cried out, guess who showed up? Boof. I had a vision The Bible talks about visions. Young men shall see visions, and old men will dream dreams. You need to read your Bible. Hallelujah. You're going to have some visions, baby. But I had a vision right there in the middle of a rice paddy on my knees, and God showed up. And you know what he did? He didn't show up to say, oh, you're the best soldier here and you're so kind. No, he showed up because when he got done with me, he proved to me that Christ was on the battlefield. I couldn't fight the battle. Is anybody with me? I couldn't fight the battle any longer. God said, I'll fight your battle. And as soon as the vision left, I heard a guy over there crying, medic, medic. See, I didn't care about him before. I was trying to get myself out. Just save me, Lord. I don't care about anybody else. And I heard the guy crying. Something got me up. And I began to run across that open field. And I could hear that ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And when I jumped in the ditch with that wounded guy, I said, wow, he didn't hit me. How could he miss me? Had to be God. That's why I'm here today. I get excited about the Word because it cranks up on the inside of me. That's the Holy Spirit. Some preachers look at me and they say, you're supposed to be refined. I got a friend that preaches and he'll use big words. I said, what does that mean? Let me get a dictionary and see what he's saying there. Amen. It's the souls. I drug a man off the battlefield that day. Amen. Because when God called me into the ministry, he said, this is what you're going to do. Amen. Instead of being in the battle and dragging a wounded man off, you're going to get hold of somebody and drag them in to the kingdom of heaven. Is anybody with me? Phew. Wow. She's got a little fan up here. That's cool. Yeah, keep you warm. 2 Corinthians, I'll try to stay with my notes. I'm sorry, brother. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, 4, and 5 says this. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. Amen. If you hit me, consequently, the thing is you want to hit back. But the Bible said, turn the other cheek. Well, I've had to do that one time. It didn't feel very good. Oh, wow. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull down strongholds. Do you have a stronghold in your life? Does your neighbor have one? I had a neighbor one time that was in a bad shape. She's dead now, but her family lived there right next to us, and they were in bad shape. And the dogs come over and use the bathroom in my yard. I'd be running to church, and I'd go, oh, man, oh, stinking dogs. My church shoes. And they were a real bad family. Not that I was great. So the whole neighborhood got a petition up and came to me with a petition. And everybody in the neighborhood had signed it. She beat on my door and she said, Gary, we got a petition to throw them out of the neighborhood. Come on, does that sound like church? Throw the drunk out. Throw the drug addict out. Where are they going to go? Are they going to go back to drugs or to the beer joint? In church that day, sitting in the back row, nobody spoke to me. 200 people, nobody. Had their little tambourines praising God. Oh, look at that crazy guy in the back. Nobody touched me, nobody talked to me, but an 84-year-old man came off of the pulpit and came all the way to the back like this. Don't be afraid to go to the altar. I said, I ain't afraid of nothing, but I don't know what the blank I'm doing here. I'm speaking truth today. Do you understand truth? It's in that Bible. I looked at him and I told him that. But he looked at me like he loved me and he said, if you'll go, I'll go with you. That's God, isn't it? If you'll go, I'll go with you. If you need to come to the altar today, I'll go with you. I repented this morning what I was talking about last night. I said, God, I'm angry. I said, well, if I was too angry, I'm sorry. I didn't cuss, but I was angry. And God knows we're angry, doesn't he? One day he's really going to break bad, isn't he? Woo! When they beat on my door, that neighbor beat on my door. She said, Gary, this is a petition to throw them out of the neighborhood, and everybody signed it but you. And I stood there like that. I said, I want to sign your petition, but I can't. Is anybody with me? I can't. Because how can I win them to God if I throw them out of the neighborhood? Woo! I was going to be quiet today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Do you understand? I'm talking about how do we fight the right battle? How do we fight it? I have to fight it on my knees. Me and my son, we've been face to face at one time. We didn't do that, but we wanted to. I can't win into God like that. Is anybody with me? And I'm too old to fight now. I can. The only way I could do it is like this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. And you talk to him, he'll talk back. He'll talk back. In the foxhole, my mother taught me to pray. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Mama, you ever teach your kids that? In the bottom of that foxhole, I'd count the cracks in the dirt. I could smell the dirt. The dirt became a personal friend because I was down in there in that foxhole. And those mortars would be boom, 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 boom. Bam! I said, oh, God, don't let one hit this hole. Guess who I was crying out to? Oh, God! And not a one ever hit my hole. It did some others, and I felt bad about that. But it was God that got me out of Vietnam. Not the M16, not the hand grenades. It was God. Let me share something with you real quick. Amen. The most important thing on the battlefield was this. Shrapnel 2-9, this is Charlie 3 over. Communication. Somebody said, God ain't talking. Are you talking to him? Come on, I'm getting serious today. Are we talking back to God? God, it's me, Gary. I need you, God. This morning, probably 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock this morning, I said, God, I can't preach without the Holy Spirit. If I ain't got the Holy Ghost, I might as well go home. The Holy Spirit that I feel vibrating inside of me now going, it keeps me going. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to Jesus Christ. The thoughts that I think sometimes, I say, God, take these thoughts away. Take them captive to you, God. Let me have a clean heart and a clean mind. David cried it. Gary cries it out. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me the right spirit. John 10:10, listen to this. You see it in our world today. The thief comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they were doing in Vietnam. Stealing and killing and destroying. The world today, they're gearing up for war. Y'all know that. China's gearing up. Russia's gearing up. Hey, North Korea, they're all gearing up for war because they don't know God. But he said Jesus died that all men might be saved. You see where I had to get to? I had to get to my knees. I'm not crazy about Putin. I'm not crazy about that guy in North Korea. They just don't know God. Amen. You know what Jesus said on the cross? Many of you know that he was on the cross and Jesus himself said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Pray, Gary, pray. Help me to pray. We're a family. You're a family. We got to pray for each other. We got to pray for Trinity. I walk around the buildings and pray that the building be called debt-free. Crothersville, they said, we need to pay off the building. I said, let's start walking around the building and declaring debt-free in Jesus' name. Put feet to your prayers. That makes sense? Put feet to your prayers. And he said this, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but what? But Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. No matter what they do, they can't take the Holy Ghost from me. Hallelujah. Now let me prove something to you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat hears that the armies of Moab, Ammon and others have joined together to fight against Jerusalem. Three big massive armies are coming against Jerusalem, surrounding massive armies. And he said in verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. What did he do? He proclaimed a fast. I need to do that for America. Pray and fast. The Bible said some things only go but by prayer and fasting. Some people say, why ain't this happening? Why isn't this happening? Well, have I been praying and fasting? I've been praying, but I haven't been fasting real well. Guilty. So he was scared and he said, what are we going to do? They began to pray and fast. And he said, how did he fight it? Prayer and fasting. Verse 17 said, the Lord spoke to him after hearing the prayer and the fasting. In verse 17 in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 said this, you shall not need to fight this battle. Wouldn't that be a sweet thing when you're in the middle of everything? When our house burnt, we were out doing ministry work, my wife and I, and they called and said, where are you at? I said, I'm out here doing work and I'm praising the Lord. You better get here, your house on fire. I said, what? But I'm working for God. So I drove home. I said, take it slow, it'll be all right. Slow down, it'll be all right. When I get there, I can't see the house, just smoke. The reason I'm telling you this is because as my wife got there and began to cry, well, she made me cry, and as I watched her house burn down, everybody, I said, my wife said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. Is anybody with me? What are we going to do? I don't know. But see, we've been praying and anointing the house ahead of time, praying in the house, trying to do the best we can, not lifting us up. But we dedicate our house to the Lord. The new house is there. When you go through the front door, there's two Bibles in the foundation, two Word of God. So when you walk through the front door, you're walking through the Word of God. When I didn't know what to do, I never got mad at God. I just said, I don't know. And we sat there, and after it burnt down, then people begin to gather around the family. Family. Everybody say family. We're family. They begin to gather around and said it'll be all right. And I said, okay. Put us in a motel. Somebody give $600. That was on a Saturday. Midnight, me and my wife went to, I'll tell you about it. I don't know where to cry or shout. My wife and I went to Walmart and we bought clothes top to bottom. Because we didn't have anything but the old dirty stuff we had on. We bought new clothes top to bottom, my wife and I. Showed up at church Sunday morning. I'm not bragging, but we showed up to church Sunday morning. And the people said, what are you doing here? Your house burned. I know, but it's Sunday. Come on, I don't want to make somebody get up and say, thank you, Jesus. It's Sunday. What if Jesus said, I ain't getting up? It's Sunday. Well, no, I don't think I'll get up. I'm talking about Jesus' resurrection. Well, I'll get up. I came to church because it was time to worship God. Yes, we were hurting. But it's time to worship God. Does this make sense? Bye, radio audience. You need to come to the house of God. I hope the ladies listened today. I was helping the PTSD veterans outside of Walmart. We're selling hats and shirts, Vietnam stuff, World War II and things. And we were selling those things, and this lady came out, a young girl, looked around, went back in. Third time she came out, she stopped, and she stood right there, and she said, are you a minister? I said, well, I try. I hope she's listening. And she said, my daughter Ruby has been classified with leukemia, and God said for you to pray. We grabbed hands right there. You ever seen them E.F. Hutton commercials when everybody goes, soup? Everything stopped. I grabbed her hand. We began to pray. I said, you pray with me. Your faith will make her whole. Your faith, my faith, combined together. Pow. We prayed right there in front of Walmart. Best thing I could ever do, just stand out there and pray. Oh, God. I get loud here. I get loud at Walmart. People said, I know you, you're Marilyn's brother. Yes. So I'm well known. To the Spanish people, I give away leche, pepinos, calabasas, papas, stuff like that to the Spanish. We have a food pantry, and I'm known as Felicia's Espouso. My wife is Felicia. They say, oh, you Felicia's Espouso. Oh, yeah, I love you. Oh, it's okay. So I'm welcome in everywhere because I'm her brother and I'm Felicia's Espouso. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. Lock and load. Well, Jehoshaphat, he said, and then after praying, he said, you shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Does anybody need to stand still and see what God's doing? Moses said the same thing at the Red Sea. How'd you like to be in the preacher there, all them couple million people, whoever they're hollering at you? You dumb head, you got us here at the Red Sea. You got, here comes Pharaoh. You got us out here to die. Well, some preacher you are, knucklehead. Stone him. And God said, what's in your hand? What's in your hand, Gary? What's in your hand? The Word of God, the most powerful weapon that's ever been given to man, right here. This will solve everything. This is my Bible. It's a weapon of my choice. I will keep it with me at all times. I will read it and know it and use it in all situations. I don't need to fight, but I need to be on the battlefield. Anybody with me? Hallelujah. He said, God said, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow you go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. Oh, God's ways are not like our ways. Somebody said, I've got God figured out. No, you don't. About the time you think you got him figured out, you say, oh, you better go over there. I pastored a church, and I said, I'll never leave here. This is my home. 30 days later, I was signing out. My wife was crying. I was signing out. God said, you're going back to see me. I said, I won't leave here, God. But I've learned to obey. Somebody get with me. I've learned to obey. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord directed Jehoshaphat to send out first. I'm about done. Y'all patient with me, okay? Yeah. Have you got just a few more minutes? Please don't leave you. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord said, I'll fight the battle. But you know how he did it? He said, Jehoshaphat, the king of Israel, he said, you send out the singers and the worshipers first. What? No, you need artillery, Lord, and mortars, and jets to drop napalm. No. See what I tell about God? He said, you send out the singers and the worshipers first. Can you see them people going out there, bringing in the sheep? Here, look at all them. Bringing in the sheep, Lord. Bringing in the sheep. I'm coming. Oh, here's them people out there with weapons, and they're singing. Can you see Gary going out on the battlefield? Hello, Vietnamese. We love you today. Hallelujah. But that's what he did. God said, if you'll do that, I'll fight the battle. Anybody with me today? If I let him here at Trinity, he'll fight the battle. You try to figure it out, you can't. If you take it to God and give it to him and say, I can't handle this, what do I do? He said, watch what I can do. I can change the nastiest guy in town, which I thought at one time was me. I can change the heart. I can make that guy from a wino to a preacher. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I can take that woman that was a harlot and make her the first lady of the church. People don't believe that, but he does those things. Why would I turn to God? Because of my hope. He's my hope. He's the only hope for America. You ain't going to find it in a politician. Should I say that? There'll be no politicians in heaven. I'm not saying they can't be saved, but there'll be no political parties in heaven. For he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace, the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's the first and the last. Before you none ever was, and after you none ever will be. You are God. He's not deaf, but I like to holler. I'm about done. He said, when they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set up ambushes against the enemy. So I'm going to tell you today, read your Bible, pray, seek God's face. Seek His face. Next Sunday, if you'll come, I'm going to add more to this. She said, I need titles. I said, well, I got one if you want it. Next Sunday is going to be more exciting. Bring somebody with you. I'll try to be a little more quiet. Maybe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Where are the children? Are the children?